This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on May 14th, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thousands of workers and their supporters in Britain rallied for a new deal in London on Saturday, May 12th. One of the main speakers at the demonstration was Len McCluskey, the General Secretary of Unite the Union. Unite is the largest union in the UK and Ireland, with about 1.5 million members.
People have come in coaches and trains from every corner of our nation today in order to give a message to this government. And rallies like this remind us that trade unionism is a class issue. It's about our class fighting for fairness and justice and making it clear that we want our voice to be louder and clearer. Trade unions are the vehicle for that. And the first message I want to say to you today is make certain that your family and friends are in a trade union. Make certain that they join a trade union. Those that are not in work from age 16 to 116 can join Unite in our community branches. And my second message is what we're all saying today. Enough is enough. Enough of the toxic Tories. Enough of poor pay and insecure jobs. Enough of food banks. Enough of a system that is rigged for the wealthy who don't believe in people before profit. And let's remind ourselves, sisters and brothers, who caused all of the problems in the first place. It wasn't teachers and nurses or car workers or lorry drivers. It was the spivs and the speculators, the same greedy bastards who won't pay their taxes now. How dare these Tory MPs and right-wing media try to demonise trade unions and workers? It's workers who create the wealth of our nation. Public sector workers are the people who teach our kids, heal our sick, care for our vulnerable and our elderly, sweep our streets, collect our refuse, create the very fabric of the communities in which we live. How dare they attack workers like that? And we know, sisters and brothers, that Britain can be better. We've just listened to our leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, who gives us hope. He gives us hope. It was Tony Benn who once said that hope is the fuel of progress and fear is what keeps us in prison. And that's why the establishment hacks try to constantly create fear. It's to try and keep us in prison. It's to try and stop us from fighting back. It's to try and create fear against the alternative of a genuine and decent society. And that's where they attack day in, day out, a decent, honourable man like Jeremy Corbyn. Let's continue the fight that we have. I want you to believe in our strength because it is our time. It's time to end zero-hour contracts and create decent paid jobs. It's time to invest in our communities. It's time to save our NHS. It's time for a £10 minimum wage. It's time to build decent homes. It's time to give hope to our children. It's time for Labour and trade unions. It's time for the many, not the few. Thanks, comrades.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, Facebook, iTunes, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.